Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
No rest here.
No rest. Tell me, you just got back from the El Paso area where you went to cover the crisis that is happening in our border with children.
That is correct. Tuesday morning, about a dozen residents of Grant County and the surrounding area joined more than 1,000 protesters from across New Mexico, Texas, and elsewhere from across the U.S. at a rally against the federal government separation and isolated detention of children when they are discovered illegally crossing the border between the United States and Mexico.
What were the words that you heard? What were people talking about? Because this is the second protest that's happened in the last 5 or 6 days, and there's a planned protest this coming Friday. From what I understand, Senator Udall and Senator Heinrich are planning on being there.
That's right. A lot of the state or the New Mexico leadership has been paying a lot of attention to this. Representative Lujan Grisham was just at the San Diego facility. We had some state representatives at the protest on Tuesday as well. Representative Bill McCamley spoke out strongly against the new enforcement policies there.
And they can read all about it. You've got an article that you worked on pretty much all night long in today's paper and also online, correct?
That is absolutely correct.
All right. Now, you were out last week, and while you were out, Gila diversion came up again. What is the latest?
That's right. They didn't wait for me.
They did not.
At a meeting of the New Mexico Central Arizona Project entity, the group behind the proposed diversion on the Gila and San Francisco rivers, they approved a letter that kicks off the mandatory National Environmental Policy Act environmental impact statement for the diversion project. It was filed in the Federal Registry on June 12th. That means the public comment period will commence and has commenced, and that will include 5 meetings in the southwest corner of New Mexico, and then one in Albuquerque, and 3 meetings in Arizona in affected areas along the Gila River in that state. All written comments are due by July 20th, and you can find out more on the Silver City Daily Press's website.
All right, let's talk about the school district. Silver Consolidated have made a decision regarding hiring armed guards.
Absolutely. Just like in communities all over the U.S., this conversation has been bouncing back and forth during Silver School Board meetings over the past few months. And on Monday, they approved placing armed guards in all of its schools. 2 armed guards will be at Silver High School. 1 will split time between a middle school and a preschool in the former Opportunity High School building, which is right next to the central office. Another will cover the elementary schools in Silver City, and 1 final armed guard will be at Cliff. These guards will be paid a salary of $33,900, which will come out of the district's main operating budget.
And how are residents feeling about this?
Well, it's, in all of these, big news items that we spend so much time covering, this included, Grant County is just as divided as the rest of the nation. Our social media and our opinion page are full of people on both sides of the aisle.
Okay, Ben.
It's really hard to say.
All right, Ben. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you, sir.